Oh my God, this is unbelievable. You're so fucking hot. The way you lean back against the tiled wall and push your hips out towards me. You look down at me and your fingers trail across the top of my head. I take the base of your cock in my hand and slowly run the flat of my tongue all the way from shaft to tip. Hell yes. Nothing better than hitting a new personal record. I think next week I might be able to push 250. Maybe the week after? We'll see. I guess I'll go sit in the sauna for a bit before showering. I hope it isn't too busy tonight. Kinda like it when I'm the only one in there. Oh. Oh, crap. Where's my water bottle? Did I leave it over at the back extension machine? Ugh, damn. Someone's using it. Guess I can wait till they're done to go and... Oh my God. It's you. My gym crush. I've been calling you Mr. Arms the last few weeks since I first started seeing you. We both tend to come to the gym at night after work. You're a free weights kind of guy. But I've seen you hop on the treadmill for some cardio warm-ups now and then. Your body is always slick and shiny with sweat. Your muscles always tense with visible veins. And God, I love the way your arms look in those sleeveless muscle tees. My God, you're just so hot. I feel like I've got a teenage crush on you or something when I see you. We've never talked before or anything. I mean, no one wants to talk to strangers at the gym. But that hasn't stopped me from having a million imaginary conversations with you in my head. I hop onto a nearby elliptical just so I can wait until you leave the machine and go grab my water bottle. And again, I could just go over there, but... I don't know. I don't want to mess this up. You're tall, handsome, always singularly focused on what you're doing. There's a lot of obnoxious guys that like to come here together and challenge each other to see who can lift more. But you don't seem like the type. You finish your set and climb off the extension machine. You put your hands on your hips and turn around. We're facing each other now. You grab your towel, wipe your forehead, and... Oh, shit. You're looking straight at me. I quickly look away and pretend to press buttons on the elliptical screen. Oh my God, oh my God. I really hope you didn't notice me staring. Okay, you're gone. I better go grab my water bottle and head to the sauna before I make a fool of myself in front of you. I glance around one last time to see where you've gone. There you are, by the stretching mats. And you're looking me up and down. Not even discreetly either. You look up from where you're sitting on the mat and right into my eyes, like you know what's up. Your gaze trails down to my torso, right down to my crotch. I pretend to adjust the back extension machine, just to give myself a few moments to regain my composure. If I look back, and you're still looking at me, then I'll know for sure that you're checking me out. And... Yep. You're smirking a little and your eyebrow cocks just slightly. You nod towards the right, towards the men's locker room. Oh my God. You get up from the mat, throw your towel over your shoulder, and walk calmly towards the locker room. You give me one last look before disappearing through the door. Did that really just happen? Did you just invite me to follow you? That's what it felt like. I can't believe it. Mr. Arms just prepositioned me. I grab my own towel and water bottle. Looking around, the gym is almost empty now. It's late and most have gone home. I'm hit with a cloud of musky humidity as I step inside. Steam is rolling out of the showers. Where did you get off to? I follow the hallway between the rows of lockers, all the way to the end. There you are. Completely fucking naked under the shower. Holy shit. God, your body is incredible. Your shoulders are so broad and firm. Your ass is tight and round. You've got a thick layer of dark hair covering most of your body. And I really, really want to kiss you. You slowly turn around and wave me over. Fuck. Your arms flex as you run your hand through your hair. There's something about the way you look at me. Like, you're really looking at me. You seem curious, like you're interested in more than just my body. But maybe that's just me hoping. Your eyes float down to my crotch. My cock has gotten so hard in the last minute or so. You can probably see it from where you're standing under the water.
Hi.
Hi. I slip off my tank top and the warm steam starts to roll in around me.
Come in.
I draw down my gym shorts, kick off my sneakers, and peel off my socks. I step beneath the flow of hot water. That feels good. You watch me with curious, hungry eyes, moving closer, drawing me into you. Your hand slides around my hip and plays at my lower back. Your stubble rubs against my cheek. Your mouth is warm and wet, and I want more. I press into you, and your hips rub up against mine. I draw back from the kiss and slowly drop down to my knees. Can I?
Please.
Oh my God, this is unbelievable. You're so fucking hot. The way you lean back against the tiled wall and push your hips out towards me. You look down at me and your fingers trail across the top of my head. I take the base of your cock in my hand and slowly run the flat of my tongue all the way from shaft to tip. I trail my lips along your shaft and take you fully into my mouth.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.